This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance on your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, keep listening. Kyle's going to have that keyword for you for a chance at a great, great prize giveaway trip down to Florida for some college basketball. But before we get back to your phone calls on Darius Slay's release, and there is more out there now that don't rule out a return here for Slay, which is exactly what happened a couple years ago, but the news is out there. The Eagles have released Darius Slay. They save about $4 million on the cap this year, and we'll see if he comes back. If he doesn't, he had mentioned a few weeks ago Detroit and Philadelphia is the spots he'd want to end his career at if the Eagles did move on. So we shall find out what happens next. So your chance to react to that. And the Jalen Hurts thing. Would you give him a contract extension now with 4 years left on his deal? Kyle, Hugh, what? Most of our callers today are all in on this idea.
Yeah, well, you're just being a hater.
Exactly.
Just hate.
Because I don't want to give out a 6 years, $420 million extension.
That's right.
When a guy has 4 years left, I'm the crazy one.
Classic Julio, always negative.
Yeah, no,
negative Nance.
You know, just crushing Jalen Hurts today.
I trust Howie Roseman to find money. You guys obviously want to take the easy way out and play checkers. Well, I'm the one playing chess today.
There's no easy way out.
Well, that we.
There's no shortcut home either.
I know that there is no shortcut home. All right, let's get to a quick Clearwater check-in, and then in this segment we'll also get to something Hugh wanted to react to that he heard over the weekend. A few things with the Phils this weekend, Hugh, that were interesting. One, Jesus Luzardo made his debut on Friday, and he looked incredible. He was hitting 97, 98 on the radar gun. I feel like in an offseason where it didn't feel like they got a big name, he could be really good to you. Like, they already had a good rotation. But 2 years ago, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball. Then he had a tough year last year. If he's the guy he was a couple years ago, it's an incredible 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 they got going
on. Yeah, I tell you. And you talk about Andrew Painter potentially coming up later on. I mean, you got some serious arms out there, man. Yeah, it's always good when you have that level of comfort this early in spring training. So, yeah, it looks like they got some things going there.
Well, speaking of rotation depth, you know who's trying to make himself, viable again and put himself back in the mix? How about your guy, Taijuan Walker?
Taijuan. I knew you were going to say that.
He hit 94 on the radar gun yesterday. We didn't see that at all last year.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not
impressed.
Well, I mean, I am kind of impressed he hit 94. But I'm not saying he's going to make the rotation or anything like that because they have five guys. But, Hugh, I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world if they just kept him, put him in the bullpen as a long man, and then if they have an injury,
he can step it up. And he responded well to, you know, having the issues that he had last year. I think that's a good thing. You know, there was some speculation early on whether or not he was going to be here. You know, especially when spring training started, and they talked about how, what was it? They were trying to talk him up.
Yeah.
But talk him up a little bit.
He
responded to that. So,
well,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I saw Topper yesterday. He was proud of him for the work he put in the offseason.
Yeah.
Look, it could only be a good thing if he's viable. Do I think he's going to be good again? No, I think that ship has passed. It also, though, gives them an opportunity if someone gets hurt somewhere else, maybe someone will take them off their hands.
Yeah, he has a piece.
Yep, so that's a positive thing. Luzardo looked great. Taijuan looks serviceable again. And a young name to keep an eye on, Gabe Rincones Jr. is an outfielder. 24 years old. His third home run of the spring yesterday. He might be a name we hear from as this year goes on. He is impressing me. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here as we discuss all things about the Eagles, Slay, and this idea of a Jalen Hurts extension, which I'm not doing with 4 years left.
Flabbergasted. Flummoxed.
Well, I get your point. I mean, I don't think you're crazy. I actually appreciate the creativity to try to work some cap space here for Myles Garrett.
Trying to be creative, though.
I know. I just think there's better ways. Better ways to do this than just throw $400 million on a quarterback with 4 years left on his deal.
Willy-nilly.
It is willy-nilly. Let's go to Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy?
Yo.
Ziggy.
Listen, man, first of all, big play, thank you. You'll always be a champion Eagle forever. Hugh, what's up?
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. Kyle, appreciate you, all right? Just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks, Ziggy.
Joe. Mm-hmm.
Don't appreciate Joe, though.
I'm on hold. No problem. Joe.
Ziggy.
Joe. The longer I'm on hold, the more pissed I get.
What did I do now?
It felt like all I right, felt last week.
We're talking about movies and all that because of the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
So, to quote the general, your days of honoring yourself will soon come to an end. Questioning the ability and whether or not QB1 can do the job, those days are over, Joe.
Sure.
Don't hunt anymore. Listen.
Hold on.
All you've been doing all day.
Hold on. He ramped up and got hot.
Ziggy,
too.
They're over now, and I don't think anyone should doubt Jalen Hurts heading into 2025. We know what he is. How do you know or I know what he looks like in 2031?
We don't.
Then why am I paying him $70 million a year then for no reason?
I'm trying to get my obligation.
No. First of all, you go from saying, oh, he's a middle-of-the-road quarterback to claiming, oh, he's going to be the highest-paid quarterback ever. Okay, so you're not consistent. Look.
Hold on. No. That's the premise.
Ziggy.
That's the premise. You think he's going to take a pay cut on an extension?
You know the deal with Jalen's going to be a team-friendly deal, just like the first one, because
Absolutely not. Howie structured a team friendly, but it was not like a discount. He got the most money ever.
Making Ziggy
mad. It's going to be the same thing again, Joe.
That's $70 million a year then.
No, that's what you're saying, but that's you don't know that.
Hold on. Can we find some common ground? He just won the Super Bowl. If they approach him at an extension, the extension will start at least $1 million or a dollar over the top guy, which right now is Dak Prescott at 60. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Okay, sure.
Sure,
that's
okay. So then we would be taking, he has 4 years left, and so let's just do the math that we agreed on.
We'd be throwing
6 years and $360 million on his deal as he goes into his 30s. You want to do that.
And Jeffrey's going to do his thing where he pays a big signing bonus up front.
Sure.
And then we can continue on with the campaign for Garrett and Green. You can get both done. You can get both done, Joe. You can't keep questioning his ability. Where is he going to be in 6 years? Joe, we don't even know if you're going to be hosting the midday show.
We don't. Ziggy, we don't know. We don't know where any of us.
Why are we paying you all this money now?
The Eagles aren't. You're paying me, Ziggy? In sports, people decline all the time, right? Like, quarterbacks decline. I could reel off four quarterbacks that
do. Yeah, but you're talking about the number two quarterback in the league, because the only other guy that has hardware more than, Mahomes has most hardware, so he's number one, and Jalen's number two because he's better than Stafford, I think.
That's fine, but now he is. But five years from now, he might not be good.
All right, so can we agree that from now on you're going to refer to Jalen as the number two or number three quarterback in the league?
No, but he's a very good quarterback.
Well, you can't have both, Joe.
Can't have both, Joe.
Stinks and then say he's getting.
I never said he stunk, but I never said he stunk.
It felt like you said he stunk.
No, I never said that. No.
Kind of felt like that's what you were leaning towards.
I never said he stunk. He doesn't stink. He's a really good quarterback.
You've been killing him all day.
Your time is coming to an end, Joe.
That's right.
Come on. He's either number two quarterback going to get $70 million, or he's in the middle of the road and he's going to get 50.
They could be buyers.
Ziggy, how about I don't give him a contract now at all? He has 4 years left on his deal.
No, we got to get Myles Garrett, dude. Come on.
Do you think it's the only way to get Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Baloney.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it costs too much.
Okay.
I haven't heard baloney in a while.
Yeah, it's baloney. And that, Ziggy, good call. See?
Yes, Ziggy told you.
Ziggy didn't tell me anything.
You know what? I appreciate the fact that it ain't me on the money that's getting all the heat.
I know. You're really having a good time like, over there.
Last week, I had a rough one. This week is starting out pretty good for me.
Just wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow, and they'll come after you. All right, I need to catch my breath. So let's play something, because I see the next caller that's up, and I know I need to take a sip of water, some coffee, recharge. But first, how about we both enjoy this, all of us actually enjoy this together. So Hugh, you came in this morning and said, did you guys hear that call this weekend that Broads took?
No.
And I had, but I'm sure a lot of our audience probably missed it. So Hugh, was it Saturday?
It was Saturday. I was in the car, and... You know, I like listening to the, like, you know, I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. I like listening to the station. And I like listening to Broads, man, because Broads brings a different type of energy. And, you know, doing what we do, you kind of know how the call is going.
Sure.
Like, Broads is trying to be a grown-up and an adult about the situation. I'm just going to let it play, but he was trying to be an adult.
Let's listen to it. It does pertain to the Embiid situation over the weekend, and Bryce Harper made his way into it. It actually was like a Bryce Harper thing on top of the Embiid thing. Here it is, a call that Broads took over the weekend. The back and forth is awesome.
Don't hang up on me, because I'm going to explain myself.
Okay.
The Phillies will never win a World Series with Bryce Harper on the team.
Okay.
Now, and part of the reason I say that is, you know, because Bryce is – just one of those overhyped guys like Joel Embiid. You know, he gets a lot of hype. He gets a lot of numbers. He gets a lot, you know, Bryce does do a lot of numbers, but they don't get to the championship. He left Washington right when they won right after that. Oh, lucky that was. And the other thing is, Bryce came here to play right field, right? And this is my second point. The Phillies are not going to win with the current mix because of the outfield. What have they done to improve that outfield since it blew up on 2 years ago in the World Series and again last year? The offense went stiff. You had the best outfielder you got is Nick, right? That's it. I mean, come on.
So your phone call is Nick Nurse is great and Bryce Harper stinks. That's what we got out of this phone call?
I'm not saying Bryce Harper stinks. That's not what I'm saying.
You just said how do you feel about Joel Embiid?
I didn't say Joel doesn't stink. I mean, Joel doesn't stink either when he's healthy, he's the best guy.
You're acting as if Bryce Harper hasn't delivered in his playoff moments when he has the chance to.
No. Bryce Harper didn't even get to the playoffs with Washington. He was there for how many years? 6 years there?
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't get there. He left and they won a World Series.
Okay.
And he comes here.
You don't think that there's a lot of contributing factors into winning a World Series?
So a couple things I noticed. This is the third time I've heard this. I saw it over the weekend because it was posted. I actually think the caller's premise, the first, before Broads responds, he's not crazy like to have that thought, right? Like, Nationals won without Bryce. Bryce hasn't won here. The outfield is a problem for the Phillies since Bryce moved to first. They're kind of weak in the outfield. All that was...
solid.
Or like I can go along with that. Like I get it, what you're saying. But then once Broads responds, he lost it. Because then he started to say they didn't make the playoffs in Washington. He made it four times. He really didn't want the smoke back.
He moved the line. He was moving the line.
Do we have some more of this? Let's hear some more of this as it continued. And eventually Broads...
And this guy just gets way more and more annoying.
Yeah, this guy, he veered off the track. Here's Broads in the call over the weekend.
Funny. He disappeared last year in the World Series, in the Championship Series. He disappeared in the World Series before that in the last two games. Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm saying you're acting as if he is a problem and not more of the reasons why you're getting to the World Series. We haven't had success in the Phillies organization in a long time. He shows up and now we're arguing that they can't win the big one in the World Series or in the NLCS, which is a problem. Don't get me wrong.
There are some players on a team, the way Bryce is, you know, his stature in their locker room, where it's just not enough to win.
But I don't understand what that is. But
he don't have it. He's not a winner.
Yeah, I don't understand.
He's a fat guy, but he's not a winner.
So what did he do against the Padres and the Braves in the playoffs to get you to the World Series, having clutch moments after clutch moments?
Now.
Yeah,
we're
I understand. You don't think clutch moments in the playoffs equals winning, Mark?
No.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Clutch moments in the playoffs don't do anything. What is wrong with you?
The crash
But Nick Nurse is a great coach.
He is the crash
I mean, that is the dumbest phone call I've ever taken. That may be the dumbest phone call I've ever taken in my life. The dumbest. What the hell hell's wrong with you?
It's the crash out.
Nick Nurse is great. Bryce Harper stinks. I'm never taking his call again. 215-592-9494. I don't do stupid. Hey. I don't do stupid.
I don't do stupid at the end, no. Really. That hits.
It's like he held it together for as long as he could.
And then it all hit him at once.
Yeah, it is like, what are you talking about? Yeah, that shout out to Bros for that one, man. Because when I heard it, I tweeted immediately. I was like, man, it's fun to hear a good crash out.
So the more I hear it, the more I think that the caller came in with a point he wanted to make, and I think that he thought that'd be it. Once Broats like went the back and forth,
he pushed back.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't prepared for that.
It was almost like he went in with a flurry of punches and he thought he'd get a knockout early, and then once Broats punched back,
counterpunching,
he wasn't built for 15 rounds. No, Broats was built for it.
He lost the plot when he started talking about Harper not performing in the postseason.
Oh, I know.
Like, he's like one of the best postseason performers
in baseball history.
Yeah, it got silly. Yeah. He talked about him like Embiid. Embiid falls off in the playoffs. That's not been Bryce. That obviously doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's a reason why he had to flip out there, and he did. And we all thought it was very entertaining. All right, now that we've caught our breath here, Jay in West Philly.
You're trying to crash out.
Jay? Another crash out.
Oh, Chilio, mm-hmm. Jay. I tell you, man. Oh, you talk about renegotiations. When's your contract up?
Is that for you to know?
Hey, look, you public knowledge. You want to talk about Jay? Right,
Jay, if you're offering me money, we'll talk about it.
Money.
All right, Jay, what do you got on Hurts?
We're talking about Hurts, exactly. So why wouldn't you want to do the renegotiation now? You really think he's going to take $70 million? He already took a Brady deal before.
He did not take a Brady deal before. What are you talking about? He was the highest paid quarterback in the sport 2 years ago when he signed his deal.
You see the way Howie broke it down. It was all roster ball. You don't think Howie going to do that again?
Sure. I, of course he will.
Yeah, so you think he wouldn't do that? You really think he's going to sign him a $75 million contract?
Well, that would be the going rate, 70, 65, whatever. That'd be the highest rate. Last time he got the highest amount. He got more than anybody else at the time he signed his
deal.
Well, he's not as high anymore because other people have signed their deal.
So you don't think he would do that to get another player on the team? He took a team-friendly deal before.
Of course Jalen Hurts would do it. I'm not questioning if Jalen would sign the contract.
Okay, what are you talking about the $70 million then?
Well, I don't want to sign a deal for a player that has 4 years left on his deal.
For a player that took you to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years?
Sure, wonderful. And what will he be 5 years from now?
Wonderful. You said wonderful like it's an everyday thing.
No, but it doesn't, it's not germane to the subject 5 years from now. What will he be 5 years from now?
He's going to be a four-time Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, he says you.
That's what he goes. You know what? I got your mob name for you. You Joey Headache from now on.
Joey headaches.
I mean, it fits because I literally get a headache every time. So you would give Hurts, let me ask you a question. You'd give him a 6-year contract extension right now?
You would give it to Schwarber, though, wouldn't you?
No, he's a DH. I'm not giving him a 6-year contract. Jay, would you
drink him, buddy, whatever.
Would you give Hurts a 6-year? How about a 10?
He's only 26.
Jay, how about a 10-year extension?
He's only 26. No, we said 6. Why are you moving
up? I'm trying to establish where you're at.
We said 6 years.
No, we came up with this.
Like
what's we?
In the pocket now. You stuttering and moving.
Hold on. I want to know where your line is, Jay. I wouldn't give him 6. You would give him 6. Would you give him 10?
We said 6. I said 6. Why are you asking me about 10?
Well, because you know what? Because you, just like me, you just don't want to admit it. Eventually, you know he's going to fall off, and you don't want to go to 10.
Why is he going to fall off, Jay?
Because everyone falls off, Jay.
You got it.
They all fall off.
Got him.
Who
you want to talk about?
Every athlete ever. What are you talking about?
So every athlete should get 1-year contract?
He has 4 years left on his deal.
It's your point.
What did you think about the Bryce Harper contract request? Hey, Jay, what did you think when Bryce Harper asked for more years when he had 8 left?
He asked for it. Did Jalen ask for it?
No. What did you think it would be a good idea? Did you think it would be a
bringing that up?
Did you think it would be a good idea?
Why are you bringing that up?
Did you think it would be a good idea?
Answer the question, Joe. Why are you bringing it up?
Because I want to establish what you thought. Because I
asked for the money.
I didn't think it would be a good idea to give Bryce more years because you're paying for his decline. Did you think it would be a good idea to pay for Bryce's decline?
Jalen asked for the money, or would this be a team thing to get another great player to sustain?
No, it'd be a team thing. Be a team thing.
Oh, all right. Well, now you're getting it. Headaches. Now you're getting it.
No, but
that's what we're talking about.
But hold on. The The point is, Jay, I didn't want to pay. I didn't want to pay for Bryce's decline. I don't want to pay for Jalen's.
Like, we're not talking about the pandering fraud. We talking about Jalen.
There it is.
It's been the two Super Bowls
because you don't like Bryce and you like Jalen. Now we've established.
So now you don't want to reward him for beating Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. That's what it is.
He has 4 years left on his deal. What reward?
Let it out sooner or later. That's why you don't like him because he beat your boys.
Why would I? He already got a contract, Jay.
What's your point?
Why am I giving him another one? You're like, it just doesn't make.
But he needs another one. So he didn't earn one if they bring it to him?
He earned a contract. He earned a contract extension when he has 4 years left on his deal?
Wasn't you just down? You was just on the parkway, wasn't you? Hooting and hollering and everything?
So, did we give AJ a contract? Hold on, Jay.
You on the parkway?
Should we give AJ a contract extension again?
Yeah, exactly.
Just give it to them all. Sign them all up to their 35 years old. It doesn't make any sense.
You want to sign Bond off of 1 year.
You don't want Bond back?
Oh, look, now you're moving the goalposts again. The guy that touched the ball every play, you don't want to give him nothing, but you want to give it to
him. He has a contract already. He's here for 4 more years. Jay, Zach Bond's a free agent. If you don't pay him, he leaves.
That means he's free. Let him go. My quarterback here.
Why would you want Bond to leave?
Hey, look, if you think he could get money or he could do better without Fangio and the Birds, go.
I don't understand. Like, why would you want Bond to leave?
You don't
want to
get a Super Bowl with a quarterback with an extension.
He doesn't need an extension.
Why?
Because he has to. Am I speaking a different language?
Did he ask for it?
No.
All right, then. So what are you getting upset when he didn't even ask for it? If he get it, he get it. You know how he do. How many times he... Extended lane in them.
Not with 4 years left on his deal, Jay. Like, you know that as well as I do.
You know that's NFL money. You know all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
Boy, headaches, I'll tell you, boy.
Mm-hmm. For everyone listening and me.
For you, you get everybody headaches, mm-hmm. boy. I'll tell
all
you,
right,
man.
Jay, that's enough.
That went pretty good, though. Y'all have it like grown-ups.
I guess. I mean, I the idea that he'd rather give Jalen Hurts a contract extension now than sign Zach Bond, it might be the dumbest thing said since that call the other day.
Jay's a problem.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Jay's looking to poke the bear. Like, that's what it's funny. It's not about what he's talking about. It's about G.
Well, that's what frustrates me. It's not. I don't even care if you agree. Did I yell at anybody else not for not agreeing to the contract? No,
not today.
Not most days. I mean, every day he was wrong. I don't yell at him about that.
I'm right every day.
No, see, that's the best.
I'd be clutch every day.
Clutch?
I'm clutch every day.
You're just happy today because most people...
Listen, I'm Steph Curry on this piece.
I didn't
say nothing that
I
was
just want to know what
you mean.
Well, what does that even mean?
I'm hitting threes every day. I'd be killing it. Pow, off the top ring rope.
So
wait a minute.
Yeah, you get the wrong sport.
Shooting threes.
Well, I was going to go with if you wanted to go with the Warriors analogy. If you deem yourself Steph, I guess that makes me Clay, and we all know
Clay the Splash Brothers.
Well, Kyle's angry back there, like Draymond swinging.
Yeah, that is Draymond
just swinging. 215-592-9494. All right, your call is coming up here. After I need a break and get some water here. Jalen Hurts, would you give him a contract extension right now? Again, he has 4 years left on his deal, and everyone is just in la la land today. Plus, there's a rumor about one of the Eagles' rivals and who they could sign this offseason, and I can't decide which side is more pathetic. We'll tell you about that next. Midday Show, also the Darius Slay release to react to on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. In a day, over 70% of people on our poll. And I think that sometimes our callers and the poll we put up don't always go in line with each other. This one did. Most people today, regardless if you're calling in or voting, wanted to extend the contract of Jalen Hurts to free up more cap space. Hugh Douglas, a winner today. Not someone. No one's mad at you today, Hugh.
Not at all.
You
wait,
feel good?
Give me to tomorrow.
Yeah, wait till you hear what Hugh's got tomorrow. All right, 215-592-9494. Would you extend Hurts' contract for salary cap relief? And, of course, speaking of salary cap space, the Eagles opened it up for about $4 million by releasing Darius Slay. That happened about an hour ago. We'll see where his career goes from here. But, look, it was a great trade by Howie, a third and a fifth-round pick for a guy who started for 5 years here in an Eagles uniform, got to two Super Bowls, won one. Really good Eagle and a really good player. And my guess is he's got one more year left somewhere. We'll see where that ends up being in 2025. All right, we'll get to the keyword we know you've been waiting for your chance for Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, a great trip giveaway in a few minutes. But first, Hugh, we got to poke some fun at a division rival because we hit this a little bit at the end of the show Friday, but it's become more of a story as the weekend's gone on. So the story last week at the Combine was Matthew Stafford, right? Where is he going to go? Is it going to stay with the Rams? And then the two teams that were after him to kind of pry him away from Los Angeles were the Raiders and the Giants. And it seems like the Giants thought they had him, thought he was going to say yes, and then he said, actually, nah.
I'm out.
I'm staying with the Rams. So the Giants still don't have a quarterback. And now the story is they're going to pivot to Aaron Rodgers.
Awesome.
And I can't tell who's more desperate here. The Giants desperate for Aaron Rodgers, even though he's not any good anymore, or Aaron Rodgers desperate enough to play for another bad New York team. Like, Aaron Rodgers went from the MVP of the league four times to ending his career, two bad ones with the Jets, and now maybe the Giants. Hugh, who looks worse in this? Because they both look really kind of sad at the end here for Rodgers.
I would say the Giants as an organization, because they kept the same guys.
The head coach and the GM.
And the GM. And it was crazy right out the gate. He was asked about Shayshon Barkley. He was asked, the GM. He was asked right out the gate about Saquon Barkley, and he couldn't say nothing about it, but he wished the best. Like, listen. Here's the unfortunate thing about the decision that he made. It was the right decision. It really was. But I think where he gets killed is the way that he handled it, the way that he talked to him. He didn't know how to communicate. He had what they called not the people skills. Mm. He didn't have the people skills. He had not the people skills. And that's where he lost that. Because, you know, you tell the guy, you know, you care about him and you're going to get back to me after you find. Like, what are you doing that for? Just say, hey, man. We're moving in a different direction.
Yep.
If you would have did that, you wouldn't have gotten ridiculed. You made it seem like you were keeping the door open for him when you really weren't. You know, so that's where he got ridiculed. So, yeah, to me, it's the Giants. And Aaron, like, here's the thing to me. Aaron, that stuff that he pulled with the Jets, I don't think that dog hunts with the Giants. You know why? And I can't wait to see it, because if they do decide to sign him, I predict that somebody's going to put hands on Aaron Rodgers in training camp. I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying that I want that to happen, but I just feel like it is, because Aaron had the innate ability of throwing his teammates under the bus and going in press conferences and doing it, and they didn't say a whole lot. I think the Giants team, they were throwing their coach under the bus during the season.
Yeah,
they were talking bad about their coach during the season.
It feels very combustible. If you have a quarterback who's about to be done, you have a head coach who's about to be fired, and a GM who's about to be fired, that feels like, yeah, backstabbing, anonymous to the media.
Yeah,
someone gets slapped across the lips in practice. Yeah, that feels like. And for Rodgers, I've been saying this since last year. It's the saddest end to a quarterback's career I've ever seen. He was an amazing player, and now he's a Jet and a Giant end his career. Oh, my goodness. Well, look, the NFC East next year will have the Eagles. It'll have the Commanders. I don't know what to make of the Cowboys yet. They're probably going to be mediocre. And then the Giants will win like three or four games with Aaron Rodgers. It will be a disaster. Do you think it works? There's no way it works. He's not good anymore.
When you say works, what do you mean?
Like, they're competitive.
How many games did they win last year?
Well, they have the third pick, right? They couldn't. I don't know. They win four? Three or four?
Five or six? Do you consider that competitive?
No.
I don't think. Ooh. I think he's cooked.
Yeah, I mean, that's if they win five or six, they're all getting fired, including it's just at some point.
Oh, that's inevitable, I think, at this point.
Yeah, at some point.
They won three games.
Oh, my God. At some point, Rodgers needs to realize, like, nobody really wants him. The Jets were. The only teams that want him are the desperate teams that can't find anyone else to play quarterback for them. So it sounds like Rodgers and the Giants is a real thing that could happen here.
You know, if this is where the ayahuasca and the Egyptian witch doctors are leading him, he's got to look for some alternatives.
Yeah, that he's whatever they're telling him is not working.
Stay in New York.
Yep, it's ugly. It really is. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff,
what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
What's going on, Jeff?
Joe, you're the epitome of a glass half empty guy. Not only that, you're the glass half empty guy that's got to cross the Mojave Desert with only a half a glass of water. It's just not going to end well. Like, dude. what more do you need to see Jalen do? How many other quarterbacks have in the last 5 years have been to multiple Super Bowls and won one? There's only one dude besides him.
And what does that mean for 5 years from now?
Dude, I don't know what's going to happen next week, let alone 5 years from now.
Totally. I agree with you.
Within the next 4 years, if we can get the guy from Cleveland, I can't remember his name.
Miles Garrett.
If we can get Garrett from Cleveland and keep a few of these other dudes, we're not going to be able to keep them all. Because he was able to restructure Jalen's contract and give him more money that he's basically earned, in my opinion. Why wouldn't you do that? We have a 4 or 5 year window right now. We could possibly go back to the Super Bowl 2 or 3 more times at least.
So, because I don't think they need to do this. Like, I almost think we're forgetting.
They don't need to win the Super Bowl?
No, but we're forgetting the Eagles did nothing silly like this and just won the Super Bowl. Like, they didn't trade multiple first round picks for pass rushers. They didn't give 10-year contracts to quarterbacks. Like, nothing that we're proposing today is how the Eagles got to where they get to. But now we want to do this. Why?
Well, mainly because they drafted properly to set themselves up for a situation like this where they could move money around to keep these guys here.
Yeah, they have. When you say half glass, the glass is half full or half empty, I just look at things in reality. 6 years ago, there's only 5 quarterbacks that are still the quarterback of their team. So the reality tells me the odds of Jalen being the Eagles quarterback 5 years from now, I would say are probably 20%, 25%, maybe 30. But it's not 90.
I'd say it's a lot more than that. Considered none of those other quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl. Have they? Which ones are you talking about?
So the five.
Because I don't think any of them have won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Mahomes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not just because they didn't win the Super Bowl. They declined. They weren't any good anymore. Their teams moved off them. Sometimes I think we forget the Eagles are here because they're flexible. They moved off a coach and a quarterback 5 years ago. And they upgraded.
Because that quarterback wasn't mentally tough.
But they upgraded. They have a better run with Nick than they did with Doug. They have a better quarterback.
I think he's more mentally tough.
Right, but he also. But sometimes I think we get too emotional with the Wentz thing. It's not that he wasn't just a baby. He sucked. He declined physically.
He did.
Right. So,
This is why I believe when they drafted Jalen, when they did, they're like, let's get this guy because if he goes to somebody else, they knew what they had in Carson Wentz.
Totally.
I'll die on this hill.
I'll die
on this hill. They knew what was coming with him.
Yep.
They wanted a guy, not only a guy who had talent, but had been through stuff just like that and came out on top.
I'm with you. I just want them to have flexibility. Like, I'm so happy Jalen's here on the contract for the next 4 years. And Jeff, if he plays great and they win and he's healthy the next two, then let's tack on some more and keep kind of pushing it down the line and keep going. But it's hard for me to wrap my mind to sign up for 10 more years today. That feels like a long time.
Well, if you get a couple of Super Bowls between now and the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's
years,
what I'm thinking
about.
Well,
yeah, I get that. And Jeff, it's a good phone call. And I can't guarantee it either way, Hugh. May, if we did it the way you proposed today, they very well could win a pair more Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And I think that's how they're thinking. Because you're in a unique window where I look around the division, and your biggest opponent right now is the Commodores.
Yep.
Dallas is in a position where they think that they're going to be competitive. Don't really see that happening. Mm-mm. And the Commodores just went out and got Deebo Samuel. That does not really move the meat. I was looking at it. I read somewhere where they talked about their Super Bowl odds after they signed and didn't move.
Nah.
Didn't move at all. So you're in a good spot. I think you're going to add more people. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they approach this draft. I'm pretty sure the first couple of picks will probably be defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. All depends on what happens in the next couple of weeks. But it's going to be interesting to see how they figure out the solution for Saquon Barkley and trying to get him a little bit of rest. Is that Will Shipley? That's probably the emergence of another young star, another young, exciting white, you know, if
or
you will.
Do they draft another
or
guy?
Or do they draft it? Yeah. Or do they draft another guy? Who is the running back that they were talking? Was it played the Big Ten? Was it a white guy? I can't think of his name.
He's in this draft, you're saying?
Yes. Hell of a run. I think he plays, I want to say Wisconsin. Was it Wisconsin? I don't know, but it's some running back. I was just, you know, brainstorming a little bit. But anyway, my point is they're going to add some more key players that are probably going to be in a situation where they can contribute to this team. So I'm excited to see that. And the possibility of potentially getting Myles Garrett is I'm excited to see that.
So the other, there's a running. It seems like it's a great running back draft. Hugh, you've been on this for a few weeks. I could see them adding another guy in the mix. The Big Ten guys, I'm not sure if you're thinking of Caleb Johnson is an Iowa guy, Trayvon Henderson, Ohio State, but it's a loaded running back draft class. I mean, I saw one mock draft the other day where it had two in the first round, and that's pretty rare these days. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Hugh!
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, look, Joe, brace yourself, man.
All right, go ahead.
Of course, we should extend Jalen's contract.
Why?
Go ahead, Joe.
Why?
Well, your point is that you don't think that Jalen deserves a contract extension, nor that he plays at a level where he could possibly be making $500 million.
I don't think anyone with 4 years left deserves a contract extension. It's not a Jalen thing. He's got 4 years left.
And that's a very good point. However, let's keep the main thing the main thing. The objective of extending Jalen's contract is not because he can play for the next 10 years at an elite level, but the objective is to extend Jalen's contract so that we can have money to get Myles Garrett.
Is that the only way to open up money for Myles Garrett?
It's not the only way, but it's the pathway of least resistance.
Well, I would say it's a lot of resistance on the back end of that deal, potentially. A lot.
You know there's not a lot of resistance on that, because right now you've got the Commodores who are playing like Howie played 3 years ago. And Howie already said that we got to do some new things, and this will not look like a traditional thing, or better known as we're not playing checkers and chess, but we're not playing chess. We're playing three-dimensional chess.
So you're telling me a six-year contract extension plus the four he has already is three-dimensional chess? This is what I'm being told?
Think it's going to be a six-year contract extension? Why can't it be a three-year contract extension?
All right. Well, I mean, whatever. I mean, sure. We threw out the idea of a Mahomes kind of deal, which was 10 years. But sure, I mean, whatever it is, it's added years on top of what we have already.
It added years on top of what we have already, so we've got more players. You look at two things. Maybe Jalen will decline in terms of running the ball, but he will increase in terms of passing, because every year that gets better with him. So if the Eagles continue on with having a cessation...
Are we sure about that? Did they throw it well this year during the regular season?
Not a
Jalen threw the ball the way it needed to go with a level of accuracy that won the Super Bowl.
He played great in the Super Bowl. We all acknowledge that. But there were some games during the year where the passing game didn't really work.
Yeah, that's called human nature. Not everybody's an actual robot where they're actually programmed to do things precisely the same way at the same time. But he did play enough that we could win the Super Bowl. That's all we need. What more do you want? What hasn't he done that you need to say to make him your elite quarterback, or at least stop hating him?
How is saying someone doesn't get a six-year contract extension plus the four they have hating? Hating would be, I say, trade him. I never said those words.
If it was Tom Brady, you'd be singing a whole different song.
He invoked Tom Brady on you, dog.
You don't like Jalen.
You don't like
him. I do like Jalen.
Jalen's basically Tom Brady.
No, you don't.
I do like Jalen.
You don't like Jalen eyebrows.
Absolutely. I don't get the eyebrow thing.
You like Jalen like President Bush likes broccoli.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm out of loop on this.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, I understand. Read a book, okay? But anyway, listen, that's a great idea for Howie, because we can do some things. In terms of Zach Vaughn, it's a difficult thing because he wants, generational wealth, and he's of that age where they don't get that. So he can always put him on a contract with a tier level production, where if he's doing this, he'll get that in bonus.
Why is he going to accept that? He's a free agent.
Yeah, that don't sound like that dog.
Because he wants
hunt.
To be an Eagle.
That dog ain't gonna hunt.
Yeah, what happens in free agency? People get overpaid, like Hugh Douglas in Jacksonville. That's what happens.
What are we paying for?
How in the hole?
In my opinion, Hugh Douglas was underpaid. He should have got a lot more money.
The Jaguars would disagree, Big V, as we have evidence over that. Big V, good phone call. We appreciate it. Even the Jaguars thought they underpaid.
Yeah, they thought they got a deal.
Yeah.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
No, it just didn't work out.
No, sometimes it works, and that's free agency. I mean, you never know when a player is going to decline.
Sometimes you get a Saquon, sometimes you get a Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it happens like that.
And sometimes, if you have the keyword, you could win a great trip. Tell us about it, Kyle.
Yeah, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, March 20th to March 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword assist at 94WIP.com for your chance to win.
All right,
y'all remember the Hard Rock? That's the place the Commodores took over, ain't
yes, it was.
A Philly staple.
They came in, they said, that's the place the hometown people go.
You know what? We took over the Hard Rock.
And they walked in, they're like, how come there's not a lot of fans in here? You know, like, it's not,
don't nobody go like that.
Well, it's nothing wrong with the place. It's just
no, it's not nothing wrong with it at all.
You don't think of it as a local staple, that's
no,
all.
No, it's not just, like, you know, it's not what like it people is. Saying. When you want to go, when you go to Philly, where should I hang out?
Hard Rock?
Yeah. That's more of like a southern thing.
Sometimes you have to just tip your hat, and the Commanders fans, they won that one. That night.
They did take
They took over the Philadelphia staple, the Hard Rock. Aaron is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Aaron?
Man? Hey, Joe, I'm with you. I understand this, why we would consider extending a quarterback, what was it, 4, 5, 6 more years, and why we just can't wait a couple more years to see what's up and then decide on that. I don't understand that.
Thought I explained it like in ad nauseum this morning when I did that all that long talking, but I digress.
No,
well, you
understand.
Wrong is what people heard.
Is that what it was? I talked wrong.
We have to be able to open up more money without extending the quarterback.
Of course.
Unlike the last call, what he said, I don't agree with that we've seen Jalen Hurts as a pure pocket passer over a stretch of a year since he started his career. We've seen clutch moments. We've seen times when he was able to throw the ball pretty well. But to me, personally, outside of having a top, you know, two running back and a top defense, I haven't seen him ever be able to carry this team for an extended period of time through the air.
No, I mean, like you said, he's had moments, like, and he's had two Super Bowls where he's done it. But we're talking about the bulk of regular season games. No, it's hit or miss, and his legs are a big part of why he. And then look, they win with him, and he's a good quarterback. But like, I have no idea what kind of player he's going to be in 5 years. I mean, like,
a winner,
maybe
a winner. You know what's funny? Like,
I don't know.
Like, who do you? I think I know the answer to this question, Aaron. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league to you, right?
Right now.
Who's the second best?
Second best quarterback?
Yeah, in your opinion.
Joe Burrow? Yeah.
How many Super Bowls did he win?
0.
How many did he go to?
1, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. One. Jalen's been to 2. Yeah. 1-1. And Jalen might not be the measurables that you feel that Joe Burrow is, but you know what one measurable that he is that you cannot – you cannot take away from him?
Yeah.
He's a winner.
But winners are only winners.
He's a winner.
But winners are only winners until they stop being physically capable of winning.
Hey, Air.
Yeah.
Ain't no easy way out, man. Ain't no shortcut home, dog. Ain't no shortcut home.
You got him with that one. You got him.
ain't no shortcut home, man. What you got, man? What you got? What's that?
While he's a winner and while he showed clutch moments, can we just wait a couple years before we extend him?
No!
Yes!
We want to get Myles Garrett!
Oh, stop.
I think that's really all we're... Can we get Myles Garrett
way? Yes, Aaron, yes, we can. Absolutely.
Don't you want to be on the right side of history? Did you see the poll today? We're winning. Me and Kyle are winning this thing.
Hold on a second.
We kicked ass today.
So when you lose, are you on the wrong side of history?
No, people don't know what time it is.
I didn't do
a good job of explaining.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. So today, Hugh will walk away with his head held high.
No, I explained it in a way that was clear and concise. I'm proud of myself.
Or we are still living
stutter.
In Jalen Hurts amnesia. We have amnesia.
Maybe,
that's
maybe
all.
A little
clear,
bit
clear, concise, and long talking.
Long talked a little bit. And we won.
Yeah.
We're going to take a victory lap after this.
You're gonna run around?
Drinks for everybody.
Who's everybody?
Just not you. Because we won.
You didn't win anything. The Eagles are not going to do this.
We won the bowl.
You didn't win the bowl.
We won the day. Hey, Kyle, we won the day. But tomorrow, it's going to be different because it's a good chance me and Kyle will be on the right side of things, or we might be opposed to each other.
Well, those are good days.
We won the day.
All right, let's grab Carl and Maple Shade here. Maybe he has the right answer. What's up, Carl?
I think I do.
Okay, Carl.
you know, the Eagles have the player that Cleveland wants. If I asked you what position, let's flip the script and go to what does Cleveland need? Instead of worrying about what we need, what position would you say they need to fill?
They need a quarterback.
They need a winner.
They need a quarterback that can win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Washington have a backup quarterback?
Well, they have Mariota. I don't know.
Tanner McKee?
No, they don't. No.
Skipped over Pickett.
Forgot we had Marcus Mariota. Well, they got Marcus Mariota.
So you're saying we can offer McKee to the Browns?
McKee going to New Orleans.
I think that Cleveland is just waiting. They want Tanner McKee. I wouldn't be surprised. It would make it easy for Howie. Two first picks in Tanner McKee, and we got him.
Hugh, you in? Two ones in McKee. I know you're a McKee guy. I mean, you once called him the future.
He is the future.
The future of Cleveland.
Good call,
he's
Carl.
He's the future of the Saints.
Yeah, if the Browns want Tanner McKee, the Browns can have Tanner McKee. I mean,
the Browns are probably going to draft the quarterback.
Yeah, but they could use multiple because they're probably going to make a mistake on the quarterback they draft. That's generally what the Browns do. All right, fun show today. I don't know if we actually solve anything today?
Yes.
I think we just caused. I just think we caused a scene today. I don't think we.
Don't we always cause?
I don't think we got anywhere or accomplished anything today. But it was fun for the last 4 hours. All right, you guys have a great rest of your Monday. The afternoon show's up next, and then they're leading right into a big week on WIP. Morning show, afternoon show, going to be in Clearwater for the next 4 days. So, but those guys are here today. Enjoy their show. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!